1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Maui, Hawaii, engulfed in flames and smoke, at least 36 people killed. Wildfires fanned by Hurricane Dora.
Hundreds of people are without a home right now. We know that people are just waiting around. 1,800 people, I heard, were waiting around at the airport here in Maui because a lot of these flights are all booked up because people are just trying to get away and to get out of here. We know Southwest Airlines has added a bunch of flights to try to get people to Honolulu so that hopefully they can fly back to, mainland USA.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Acting Governor Sylvia Luke will tour some devastation today.
The damage to the infrastructure, it's not just buildings. I mean, these were small businesses that invested in Maui. These were local residents. And, we need to figure out a way to help a lot of people in the next several years.
This is ABC News. For the second time, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has booted a prosecutor. DeSantis suspending the top state prosecutor in Orlando, Democrat Monique Worrell.
She faced criticism this week after two police officers were shot, allegedly by a man with a long criminal history who had been released on bond. The governor and the local police union accusing Worrell of being soft on violent offenders. Worrell, who was elected in 2020 with 66% of the vote, says crime is down.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. And a tip in a missing persons case in southern Florida turning up something very different. Cars all at the bottom of a lake. Detective Alvaro Zabaleta is with the Miami-Dade Police Department.
We just pulled out one vehicle that the Doral Police Department has confirmed that it's a 2002 vehicle that was reported stolen. That's most likely what we feel is we're going to find here.
In all, divers have found about 30 cars, but no human remains. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, with Mark Scogan from Festival Foods, Green Bay Rockers, and Epic here in the house. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the world through your window. If you bundle a 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with exclusive hidden streams, pay as low as $188 per month. Now that's a great deal. Visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions apply. See their showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
And shop Festival Foods.
That too. Okay, I got to go back. He wants to talk groceries. I want to talk music and sports. So can I? Okay. Of all the guys you've met musically, who would be a person where, you know, the normal fan or somebody would think, eh, he seems like kind of a whatever, and he's kind of crazy and kind of whatever. But then you get to know him, and it's like, he's a normal guy. He's like a regular guy. Who would some of those kind of people be?
Well, I don't know. You know, because we were talking about what becomes normal to you.
Yeah.
And if you're around people enough, you, it doesn't stick out as, oh, what do other people think? You just know them. But I would say in general, those in the music industry are not maybe what they seem on stage. You know, the ones that seem really wild and doing crazy things aren't really that behind the scenes.
Exactly.
And because they don't last. That, right. That was the olden days when you could be an animal and, you know, carry on a career. That doesn't work anymore. The grind is too much. They take care of themselves, and a lot of them live very normal lives like we would here in Green Bay.
But that's just their persona on stage, right?
Right, right.
What was Kid Rock like to hang out?
Sassy. Now there's one that seems exactly like he is on stage. Although it was funny. He was just sitting there, and he started opening some mail, and he said, I don't know, you know, I got to open this mail and make sure I'm not missing anything. And he goes, I'm invited to this wedding, and I don't know if I know these people or not. I don't want to just throw it away because it might be somebody that I, you know, really had a connection with somewhere. So he's got to give it to his assistant to try and figure out, you know, is this one that's legit or is it people just fishing for you to go to a wedding?
Right.
That's nice he does that. And he does have a reputation, but you're saying that it could be spot on.
Yeah, I mean, as sassy as he comes across,
right.
he is that, but he's got a conviction and, you know.
Yeah. Which guys do you consider like friends? Like not just entertainers and you have them in, and but like friends?
Yeah, the guys from Shinedown are definitely friends. Okay. Pop Evil are friends. The list would go on.
Brett Michaels?
The guy who books for us, Ryan Vandersanden, has had a long relationship with Brett. And I can remember it was at Rock USA, you know, quite a few years ago, but we were trying to book Brett for something. And he said, well, will you get on this call with me? So it was 45 minutes sitting in a camper at Rock USA, listening to him talk about, you know, what he needed and stuff. And he often talks about himself in the third person.
No, so that's kind of weird.
Brett will need this.
This is like, well, the mayor.
Those are weird people. That third person. I mean, they really are. I got a story about that, but I want to talk. So, all right. But when you get these do you get these entertainers that are like unbelievably like they kind of are picky just so that they can tell people there, like pick out the green M&Ms?
Where did we just see that where somebody doesn't want brown M&Ms?
That's the glam band.
That's a glam band.
That's okay. Dennis. Well, why is that? Dennis Peters, because Van Halen. That was how they really right. liked it. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So when they're in here tomorrow, we can't give them M&Ms with brown M&Ms. Is that right, Chris?
Yes.
That's true. Okay. All right.
Mark, we have M&Ms because of, you know, the mayor and Mino. As he puts it, Mino the mayor. But anyway, they're M&Ms.
But yeah, there's, I mean, that used to be sort of pranks. You
right.
know,
yeah.
I think that
right.
bands
that's
would
what
do,
I'm saying.
There are still some really weird things that are requested that are a lot of work and, you know, where are you going to get that? How are you going to do it? Somebody who works with us at Epic, Jessica Abnett, is a real great cook and knows her way around a kitchen like no other. And so she's often done that rather than get it from a caterer. So she would, you right. know, make up this crazy stuff that is wanted for some of the bands. And we get away with it. So it's
you know, you were talking about it, when you first got into the business, you'd go to these Packer alumni golf tournaments and you'd be a little starstruck, you know, your first. And we were talking, you know, maybe we've been around some of those people for so many years in the media and whatever that, you know, you kind of lose and you forget that these, you know, how it is. But the thing is with those guys, once you get to know them, you realize, you know, they were given some God-given physical gifts or whatever. But other than that, for the most part, especially the old Packer players, just great guys, aren't they, though? I bet I couldn't count in all the years I've covered the Packers, five guys that I would say were jerks.
Yeah, and I think that's a culture they built around here. And, you right. know, some of those egos and attitudes wouldn't really fly here like that's they right. might in a bigger city.
Johnny and I have talked about that. Yeah. There's a couple people they could have got here that they're like, yeah, we'll yeah. pass. Yeah. And hey, but these band guys, these are, do they know they're, like you look at these athletes, I mean, they're blessed, they're gifted, right? And they've got physical abilities that just, you know, 99% of people don't have. These musicians, I mean, they're pretty talented too. Do they realize how lucky or blessed they are? I mean, these are good people. I mean, my experience and I don't near the experience you have, but it seems like people are like, I'm kind of glad I'm here. You know,
you're talking about what your show choir world, right? And your barbershop quartet world. Yeah, I think you're pretty much on the same page with Mark on this. Yeah.
I was trying to
Did you know that his dad was on the Ed Sullivan Show and on Lawrence Welk?
I did not know
Arthur
that.
Godfrey, Carnegie Hall.
True story. Carnegie okay, Hall so, as a right, barbershop quartet singer.
And nice. They, very humble people. And are these, most of these musicians just good people?
You know, I would say it's maybe, 50-50 for sure.
Really?
And do they understand how talented they are? They probably do. You know, are they grateful for it? Yes, to some degree. What I find is that it's not easy to be on the road all the time, and they just get to this burnout situation where they're like, you know, this sucks. My family's at home.
Right.
And then they have to get together as a group of maybe 40 of them on the road together, maybe just 20, and they're sleeping in, you know, a bus in very small quarters. And I see these times where, you know, they get at each other's nerves and that, you know, you look at it and think, wow, that's glamorous. Tour the country. And yeah,
it gets pretty old.
It isn't after a while.
And Mark, can you tell us about the amenities at Epic? Because I hear they're pretty incredible. What you do for all these amazing people.
Yeah, I think the back of house. So when we designed this, we knew we needed front of house for the fans to be wonderful. We needed back of house to be great as well. And so we've got nice green rooms, good sized green rooms with TVs in them, showers in them. I won't get into my bathroom thing. I'm fussy about bathrooms.
Bidet? Do you have a bidet?
No, but well, not in their rooms, but there are urinals.
Oh,
because
I like
just
that. Yeah.
I mean, if you it doesn't you cost that much more to throw a urinal.
Right, so, I love it.
Washer and dryer.
Washer and dryer.
Isn't that nice? That's
yeah.
I mean, that's treating them like. If they got to stay at a place, you're like, Epic's the best.
We have two loading docks, which makes it great. A lot of places our size would have one or none. We've got a workout room that has a pool table, darts, you know, all that stuff. And then
could Jim and I stay there for a couple of days?
Yeah, go ahead. And the last thing that I had a whim on was we built a half-court basketball court. So they can, you know, go horse around in there. And now that the skate park is connected, which isn't ours, we own the building, they lease, but a lot of bands like to skate. And so we get them in there and it's a little playground for them. It's better than
that's awesome.
Things
probably,
our size.
They probably even perform a little bit better. I mean, who knows?
Well, but word gets around. And
right,
that, you know,
right. That's probably the biggest thing.
The booking agents and things are like, yeah, well, we'll put you in there because we've heard good things.
That's awesome.
Makes them want to come back.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit more about some of the upcoming guests you got coming up at Epic.
Oh, now you're going to put me on the spot.
Yes, I am.
Let me pull them up so I could tell you highlights.
I'll tell you a little behind the scenes thing. And I shouldn't have thrown that at Mark because when he used to do the live spots with us, with me and Murph, he'd always be like, Murph, what are we talking about today? Well, you got such and such on sale. You got so and so on sale. Okay, I'll take it.
Here's the thing with the bookings is that I hear all of them that come across. I don't do them, but they come to me and another guy, Brian, and they Brian asked Mark and Brian about these shows and should we do it? Here's the price. Here's the day of the week kind of thing. And so I lose track of really what's going on. We had Andrew Dice Clay this week.
You know
week.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I would have loved to
He's
see him.
He's still around?
Were you the mayor that told him he couldn't perform here?
No.
He was booked. He was booked, and Mark, whoever the mayor was said, not in my city.
That was
no,
you.
No way. No way.
It was Jake.
That was not me.
Oh.
Matter of fact, get this, Mark. We were talking, and this is why I talked about where to get information. A lot of people heard about Andrew Dice Clay the day after. And it's like, oh, you know what I mean? And that's our fault. I mean, that we didn't go to the website. We were talking about that last night, as a matter of fact. And that guy's hilarious.
I maintain if every person in Green Bay or take Brown County knew it, heard it somehow, however they heard it, everything would sell out. Because some people are like, oh, I remember, and I'm going to go to that one.
Johnny, we'd have gone to that.
Hickory dickory dock. I can break out my Andrew Dice Clay like you can't believe.
Yeah, okay.
Little well, I would have sitting on a
duck.
Up came a spider and said, yo, what's up?
Yeah, I would have much rather gone to the show, but okay.
So definitely the big one is September, the Party Gras, you named it.
With right, Brett Michaels and Dee Snider. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
Foreigner, Journey, there's a couple people.
Yeah, they're lead singers, ex-lead singers, that'll
huge.
Be a fun one outside. Yeah.
Absolutely. When is that?
September
8th.
Awesome.
Yeah, September 8th at Capitol.
And
that's huge.
What's your seating capacity there? When we've
2,100 in
okay,
there.
Okay, so that's Widener's.
Oh, are you talking about the outside at baseball?
No.
Inside at Epic. I'm talking at the ballpark.
Yeah.
The ballpark, you could technically put 10,000 people in there.
No. Yeah,
parking becomes a little crazy, but at Epic is 2,100.
Okay. Which is, that's a great size venue, right? You still feel like it's part of it.
It can get the right size bands that tour the country. Yeah. Yep.
All right. I don't know what kind of time we got. I got to get back to groceries, but go ahead, John.
No, go ahead. We got 1 minute, so go ahead. We'll give you a minute for groceries.
Mark, I just want to.
That'll give them 10 for other stuff.
Okay. We talk about getting employees, and we hear that from businesses, from retail, coffee shops, to light manufacturing. How do you continue to get employees in it? You struggled with that? I mean, you've had competition, right? I mean, Hy-Vee came in and Costco, and I mean, no one has the service festival does, but I mean, that.
Why don't you just keep mentioning the competitors?
Notice how I kind of covered up a little bit, Johnny. I did say nobody has.
Look at the time. 1 minute.
It was tough, you know, up until about a year ago, and I continually asked the stores, how's it going? How are you staffing? They say, knock on wood, we're doing pretty fine, which. You know, it's a matter of once you get them, you've got to keep them. The cost of recruiting them, getting them signed up, getting them trained to some degree is huge. And so taking care of them once they get there and make sure they're, you know, doing well is what really keeps them.
That's awesome. And you've done a great job with that.
You've got the best store-bought chili of any place in the state of Wisconsin.
And the sushi.
And the sushi.
Incredible.
And the deli. Yeah. And the deli. It's all good. Everything. It's just that those are great, great stores.
Why do I have a feeling you don't pass up a lot when you go through there?
I love Festival. I know. Your East Side location was awesome.
We're going to set a quick break. Mind of the Mayor and Mark Skogan back right after this.
I'm coming.
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 78. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 59. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, high of 77. Overcast skies. Upper 70s. Saturday and Sunday, chance for scattered rain showers. Sunday, another look at the short range. A high of 78 today. We should dip down to around 59 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You made a fool of me, but the broken dreams have got to
end. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor and our very special guest, Mark Scogan, with a very fun hour of radio entertainment, a plethora of subjects.
There you go.
Yes. And I still say the other night when you get all mad at me, when I forgot the keys in Plainfield and you had to go back and you're like, I got to make chili for the homeless shelter. I'm like, go to festival. Just go to festival. It's the best chili you'll find.
True. I'd already bought the ingredients at festival on the east side. And I love that store. And I enjoy going there. Hey, something that Johnny and I've talked about, we've had different guests on. We even have a regular on. His name is Wayne.
Big Wayne Stiegelman.
And he raises honey.
He's a beekeeper.
He's a beekeeper, but he also does a lot with, organic foods, has his own garden, and you have done a great job getting people healthier.
Yeah, we've been into the natural organic, is what we call that department, for quite a while. We are different than other grocers. Some in the area probably wouldn't know it, but quite often those items are integrated in a grocery store, so it's harder to find them. The grocers that do it that way will maintain, while somebody wants to look at all the peanut butters and maybe make a change from Jif to something that's healthier, and segregating it in one room where you get, you know, 90% of that sort of product is in there has been good for us. Easy shop for somebody that's, you know, eats that way only or wants to start.
Right. What do you guys do with food that's left over that you can't sell?
There's not as much as you might think.
Okay.
Produce goes to local food pantries. They come and pick up. I mean, hopefully we catch it at the right time when, you know, it's getting a little short on code date and we reduce it and get it out that way.
You really have some great specials on code date. I mean, it's still but if you put it in the freezer, it's like, what's the big deal? Right. And I keep pretty good inventory at home. I like to entertain though, and I like to have stuff there. And although you guys you're not 24 hours anymore, but you're still what, 5 till 9 or 10 or 11?
Yeah,
or something.
10, so, I think normally.
So, which is great. You guys are always open.
Jim entertains at least 3 times a week, don't you?
I enjoy having. Mark, I got a little disappointed with COVID, but after that, I just don't think we rebounded with the service that we used to have. And that's why I kind of asked you about employees retention. I think some of the people left the industry, and even though that's a fun industry to be in, hospitality, if they find something else with more money, they may like that. But the hospitality industry is, when you read about it, people love working in that industry. They got friends, they had stories. But I'm getting back to getting out more, but I do enjoy entertaining, and Johnny is going to be invited.
It's just
someday.
We're never invited.
We always talk about that. Oh yeah, I had people over last night. I had a cookout here.
How was the party, Jim?
Although we have to realize that he gets up early now, right, Jim? What time?
I do 4:30. 4:30. I'm here at 5.
So he doesn't appreciate people.
Don't
see
what?
That.
Sticking around longer.
Mark, we used to, you know,
so,
like.
Yeah, I'm going to tell the story. So, had some people over fairly recently, and he's like, I got to go to bed. So he goes in the house, he's getting ready for bed, and
I was cleaning the kitchen.
And he hears somebody going to the bathroom, and he's assuming it's his wife. And he goes, hey, have they left yet? Do you know what time it is? And it was one of the guests.
I felt bad. I will never do that again. But, you know, I mean, I was kind of saying, you know, they're sitting on the porch, on the deck, they're talking and drinking, and it's like, you know, it's 9:30, 10, and, yeah. You know, we have to be here at, you know, 5.
You have to set some boundaries before you schedule that party.
I do that. So that's why I'm going to have Mino over. Although, you know, I don't know if he'd...
He won't leave.
No.
Get that couch ready.
Like we said, I didn't leave Mark's RV one
right,
time.
Right, slept on the RV.
At the Kid Rock concert.
Yeah.
But you know, Mark, it's so cool. And I know we got to wrap it up here pretty quick, but and not to blow smoke at you here, but Festival is more than a grocery store.
Oh, my God.
What you have done for this community and... the wonderful things you guys have done for veterans. I want to make sure I mention that. Do you guys still have little coffee clutch and things like that? I mean, just low-key, cool things for veterans.
We do a Heroes Cafe on Thursdays in most stores around the state. And those that have, you know, had success, sometimes it's hard to get the word out and get those folks coming. But there's some that it's quite a gathering on those Thursdays. I mean, you can tell they're there. It's loud, and they're having their coffee and their donuts. And
that means a lot to them.
Yeah, it's been really cool. We actually got that idea from a store we bought in Kenosha. They were doing it. And we're like, well, should we keep doing this? And we did, and then made it better and realized, wow, this has got to go everywhere.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I think it's great that I think kids should work, you know, even though school is like, I understand that's their top priority, you know, grades and if you want to go on to school. But to get a job at a place like yours that understands their priorities, I would encourage, you know, kids to look at the grocery store business. It's safe, it's clean, and the support that you give, I think, is important. And the fact that you're statewide, what do you have, 42, 43? What do you have?
40 festival stores and 6 of those smaller stores that we've been adding recently.
Yeah, and I know we're wrapping up, and I've said this to you many times, but I really am grateful. You made this city better. There's no doubt about it. I can't let you off the air without asking you if you consider politics. I'll be your guy.
Oh, man. I will give all in politics big credit.
Yeah,
because
me too. Yeah.
You can't get things done quite as quickly as you can in an independently owned grocery store. We want to move the bananas, we're going to move the bananas. It's not up for a vote.
Yeah. Okay. The only thing we could provide with that is the monkeys.
I only have to ask one personal question. One personal question. Do you really have a St. Louis Cardinals logo in your swimming pool?
Yes, in the bottom of my swimming pool and at my house, I have a big statue of a cardinal.
We probably should say that to the Brewer fans.
Well, and as bad as the Cardinals are this year,
yeah. It's probably okay.
Not anything to brag about. But,
outstanding. Well, Mark, this has been so much fun. It's incredible.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for what you're doing. And just continue. And, you know, we're people, if they don't know, we're very fortunate to have Festival here and in your leadership. And I just, you know, God bless you. And just you keep up the good work, man.
But
you're
also
awesome.
Kudos to your dad. I know he's a big backer of our veterans as
that
well.
That is true.
Yes.
Thank you.
That whole servant leadership. I went to see you at the Meyer Theater. Your dad signed a book for me. And just keep it going.
We're going to do just that. Thank you.
Outstanding. Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much.
All right.
Cool. Mind on the Mayor with Mark Skogan. That's been a lot of fun. We'll be back after this.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Maui, Hawaii, engulfed in flames and smoke, at least 36 people killed. Wildfires fanned by Hurricane Dora.
Hundreds of people are without a home right now. We know that people are just waiting around. 1,800 people, I heard, were waiting around at the airport here in Maui because a lot of these flights are all booked up because people are just trying to get away and to get out of here. We know Southwest Airlines has added a bunch of flights to try to get people to Honolulu so that hopefully they can fly back to, mainland USA.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Acting Governor Sylvia Luke will tour some devastation today.
The damage to the infrastructure, it's not just buildings. I mean, these were small businesses that invested in Maui. These were local residents. And, we need to figure out a way to help a lot of people in the next several years.
This is ABC News.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently,
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW Green Bay, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. Also coming your way live in Oshkosh and Appleton and points beyond. Having a great time today. Mark Scogan was just fantastic. Could have talked to him all day. What an interesting guy.
Isn't he? And hard working.
Yeah.
Doesn't really, I don't think he has to.
How would I be running a grocery store?
I think this is what, and I don't know you all that well, but my guess is once you made it, and you have to define it, but I think you would leave.
Take the money and run?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
And just, you have to go back to Nagani and with your night crawlers.
Yeah.
And, whereas I think Mark, I think he had an exit ramp years ago, and he continues to invest and lead and hire people.
Got one of the greatest music venues in the area. Oh, one of the greatest baseball venues in the area. Yep. Unbelievable. Well, we have, is Paul on, Jason? Paul DeWolf.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, John Mino and the former mayor, Jim Schmidt. How you doing?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. How are you?
We're fantastic. Fine. Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Paul, I just want to talk a little bit about, you started a little golf tournament, a grassroots level. Your father was a Marine in the Philippines. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Wow. And you've always been a big veterans advocate. And I was reading about you've got your golf tournament coming on this weekend, so you don't need any help along those lines. But you've given it to Children's Hospital. You've given it to Old Glory Honor Flight. And you've given it to a different organization that, despite all the work I've done with veterans and everything like that, I had never heard of, but sounds absolutely fascinating. Could you talk about that, Paul?
You bet. It's called Journey Together. Yeah, we've been doing this for 12 years as far as our tournament goes. But for the past few years, we've been given some of the benefits to Journey Together, and that's the service dogs that are trained by inmates at Oshkosh Correctional. And just a little bit of detail on that. Some of the dogs could be trained between like 6 to 8 months, but most of the time it takes about 2 years to train.
Right.
Wow.
And the cost to train them, depending upon the skill that's needed, so multiple levels of skills needed for disabled people, is $15,000 per dog.
Yeah.
And interestingly, the success rate is like only 38%.
So
the standards are really high with Journey Together because they really have an outstanding record of matching up dogs with the needs of the vets.
So, Paul, the funding, and people don't have to go to the golf tournament to send funding for this Journey Together. And I want to get to that in just a second. But so what the funding goes to, you talk about this $15,000 cost. So you have the dog. What kind of dogs do you have, by the way? I'm just curious. I love dogs.
So
German Shepherds?
They usually bring like 6 dogs to the tournament. So they're sitting at a hole. And I'm telling you, they're all different kinds.
Oh, they are.
All different kinds.
Got a Bernedoodle in there?
I have Bernedoodles.
Paul, I have a Bernedoodle, and Johnny, I don't know, they just haven't clicked yet. They've met a couple times. And,
it's the most pompous dog you'll ever meet, Paul.
He's a great, great dog, and I have him in training to be a service dog, and he will be, and it's just taking a little bit of time. But back to what you're doing. And after this process, you pair them up with a disabled vet?
Yeah, Journey Together does all that. We just provide some of the funding. So our tournament, we call it a choose your charity. So if you're a golfer, it's $100 to golf, and you get a meal and food, or meal and some drinks and stuff, and lunch. And of the proceeds, if you select that you want to go with Journey Together with all your money, or if you want to split it between that and Children's Hospital or Old Glory Honor Flight, you can do all of that.
Wow.
So we give the folks the choice of wherever they want that money to go. And it's been a very nice split through the years.
Isn't that nice? Those three charities are like picking your favorite. Picking your favorite kid,
that's
right?
That's right.
Man, those are great charities. That.
Where do you get the dogs from? I know you mentioned that a little bit, but do people donate them, or do you go to like the homeless shelter, or not the homeless shelters, the Humane Pound or wherever? Or how do you get the dogs?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I'm sorry.
Because that's an interesting thing as far as like, you know, would people donate their dog?
I think you want to teach them pretty young.
Yeah, I'm sure. You got to get them. Yeah. So how do they train the prisoners, Paul?
I don't know the answer to that. So we've been on the finance end.
Right. Funding this program.
Yeah. I just think this is fascinating.
The first time we did this was we didn't know that they had it around our area. So we found a place out in New York and we sponsored 2 dogs. And at that time, many years ago, it was $6,000 per dog. And so we sponsored 2 dogs, and one of them didn't pan out and became a useful dog at some other. The other one is Zane. He's been on the news. He's been on national news. He's been all over the place. He's quite the dog.
That's awesome.
Media hound.
Oh,
a little pun there, huh?
It's early. I know. Wow. Ha, ha, ha. You know what I like about this is that, I mean, I obviously the what you're doing is great, but that it's local money. Right, it's not going to New York anymore. It's going to Oshkosh to train.
Exactly. That was our goal, is to just keep everything local.
Fantastic. And how much you started? What'd you make the first year, Paul?
Yeah, the first year we just did it with family and friends. We made $250. And last year, even with the rain day that we had, it was kind of a miserable day. But we still had fun, and we made $25,000.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
And we got good weather coming up, so you're going to be all right this weekend. Tell us how people
can... From your mouth to God's ears.
Paul, tell us how people can donate. I mean, if they're not golfing this weekend, if they have plans, yes. Right? You must still have...
Three wonderful charities, Children's Hospital, Old Glory Honor Flight, and the... What's the name again with your dog program for the veterans?
Journey Together.
Journey Together.
So how can people donate, Paul, independent of the golf tournament?
Yeah, so we have on our Facebook page, look up DeWolf Foundation, and you'll see our golf event 2023. And on that, you click on that link, and there's a donation option on there. And, yeah, you can donate whatever you'd like.
Great.
And all of it's appreciated, and you can, you know, designate where you'd want it to go.
So is it DeWolf? I'm just kidding. That's yes. My second pun.
No, I didn't get it. What was the pun? I didn't get it.
How do you spell it?
DeWolf. DeWolfe.
I said DeWolf, like wolf, like a dog. Like woof, woof. Okay, John. Okay, he got it.
I've been called worse.
I don't get it. So that's
DeWolf. Fine. It's DeWolf.com to make a donation, right?
Yeah, DeWolfFoundation.com.
All right.
Beautiful.
Great.
Paul, we really appreciate this.
You keep up the good work.
This is awesome.
Great charities, and you know, have fun at your golf tournament. And
we're going to get somebody on from that Journeys Unlimited.
Journey Together?
Oh, I mean, Journey Together. Not
Journey Together?
Journeys Unlimited is a travel agency or something. Yeah,
that is.
Journey Together.
We'll stay local. We'll work on that. We'll support your organization.
Paul, congratulations on doing this. Can you give me one little quick snippet about your dad's experience?
Yeah, so yeah, he was in the service for a long time and overseas. And, you know, the thing is, we had so many folks in our family history that were in the service. And so we just decided that we needed to start giving back. Normally, or prior to this, was my brother had sponsored a family reunion type thing. And then we took it over and thought that this is a good time to start a different approach to it, and everybody in the DeWolf family is involved, and very giving, and so on and so forth. So yeah, and then my dad worked for WPS for 40 some years, and yep, all local.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Paul. Let's stay in touch on this. We want to help you as much as we can for next year if you need it. But hope to get some people to donate to your cause just through your website.
Right, and all three of them.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much, Paul.
Take care, Paul.
Yep. Take care, buddy. See you. Interesting.
Boy, those
three
great
causes. Aren't they, though?
God. Wow. You've experienced that Honor Flight, but that unbelievable?
Actually, you know we're going to try to get on next week is Diane McDonald. She runs the Honor Flights. Okay. She's awesome. She's fantastic. I had no idea it cost $15,000 to train a dog. Yeah. I'm out of the dog loop. Even when your friend was here the other day and he said, oh, $3,000 for my dog. It's like,
We, the city of Green Bay sends dogs for training, right? German Shepherds. Yeah. And that $15,000 is a lot. I think ours were like 10, but still,
okay.
You know, I don't, that's more police. Maybe these are probably even more specialty, right? Because
I would think
you have to match them up with the right disability.
I don't know much about it. I'm fascinated by it, but I really don't know much about the inner workings of it. But I'm just fascinated by it. Right. We're going to have a guy on, hopefully next week, also, that trains dogs. Like for Afghanistan. He used to train them for Afghanistan.
And when we were talking to Charlie, and I think my dog trainer should come on. She is.
That'd be great.
I'm telling you, and
she's failed miserably with...
He's only been in training for a year.
Oh, okay.
How old
is Milton?
A year and 2 months.
So. That's all?
Yeah.
He's that size at a year old?
Yeah, a year and 14 months.
It's going to keep growing?
No, he's at 67 pounds. He'll probably stay there, maybe.
Oh, speaking of that, I want to bring something up to you. So since the time we've been doing this show, every time I go down, is it Riverside-ish or Monroe? You got the waterworks on one side, the river on the other. It's right out here. I don't know my streets very well. Yeah. So early in the year, a couple months ago, you got the geese, you got mama geese, mama goose, and all the little chicklings or whatever you want to call them. Okay. Now they're all full size.
They are.
Does anything grow quicker than a goose? You know what I mean?
They do grow fast and they're a little slow, aren't they?
Oh,
walking across the street.
You're talking about an attitude.
They are.
They have such an attitude.
You think my dog's pompous? Those strut.
You're exactly right. You got to stop for me. And you know what's so funny? So I know guys that spend all kinds of money on a Benelli shotgun or whatever and all their camo and all their whatever. and go lay in a field waiting for him to come over, where you could just, you know what I mean?
If
you
don't, then no.
Wait a minute, if you had a silencer, you could pick those things up like nothing.
They are slow. They are slow. And I drive and I wait, and then the car behind me.
I know.
They beep sometimes because they don't see.
But when they're real little, it's like, oh, how cute is that? Oh, no, the cutest thing.
I stopped.
But now it's like.
No, I know. They are. They're a little pompous now. Yes. I just want to tell you, one time I stopped because the little ones were walking and they couldn't get up on the curb. So yeah. I went out and helped them up.
You did not.
I did. I swear to God. Really? I put my flashers on, pulled over, and I helped the little ducklings get, or geeselings, whatever they're called, up over the curb because they couldn't get up. Because that's, you know, it's, what, 5-6 inch curb. Those things, they're only that tall. And
Mama couldn't boost them up?
No, she was kind of ahead of the game.
Wow. I'm like,
look, I know, right?
Wow.
But I did.
That was nice of you. That was. I could see me doing something like that.
You would do that.
I would do that. I would. I would
but
do that.
When they get older.
Not when they're older, though.
They're not as attractive.
No.
They're just not as, and I don't think they're as appreciative either. So, because you know, they just walk, they never look back and say, thanks for stopping.
I remember I had a guy from out of town. He was here, and he was kind of a big time guy, and we were taking him around for different things, and he goes, oh my gosh, what is that? Because where does he live? Arizona or someplace, California? He goes, those are geese. He goes, they wild? I'm like, no, they're actually really nice. They're almost like they're docile. He goes, really? I go, yeah, you can walk up to the thing and just pet him on the head. I pet him on the head. He got within about 4 feet.
Not a good idea.
He came running back.
Yeah,
they're mean.
They
are mean. Even out at the wildlife sanctuary, I remember a time when Dom was little, we went walking towards one, and it was like,
well, yeah. I, you know what? I think. Something about, because you buy the bag of corn, right, for, what is it, 25, 50 cents, and feeding them. They seem friendlier out there to me. Because I took my kids out there quite a bit. When we're on the trail, I'm like, stay away.
Yeah.
I think they kind of feel like that's their trail.
No question about it.
You know?
No question about it.
They don't pick up after themselves.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. These guys that run golf courses, I don't know what they do these days. I mean, it's just, do they all have dysentery or something? It's like, come on.
But people still, I don't know, there's something cool about seeing wildlife. Even though we live in the hood and, you know, the city,
I still don't know why you say that, because you live in one of the coolest neighborhoods in all of Green Bay. I used to, when I was in real estate and I would show some of those houses, time after time, it's like, I would love to live in this house.
Yeah.
They're just beautiful character type houses.
But. It's
no,
it's a neighborhood. Not, no, it's a downtown.
Maybe it's because of you. Never think about that. You know what I mean?
I have great neighbors. I love my neighborhood. It's the oldest settlement in Wisconsin, Johnny, not just Green Bay.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You have a tennis court right in that outside of your door?
No, that's Astor.
Oh, that's Astor.
I live across the street from St.
James. I used to play
tennis
there.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do.
Yeah, it's a cool.
A lot
court.
Of people do. No, we've got the band concerts and basketball.
But I some of those old houses in that Astor Park neighborhood, the inside character, just fantastic.
We've talked love about it, and we're running out of time, but I just
and
want to
what
say
I like about
it costs money to keep those houses up,
I know,
up, though.
But you go in the basement, I feel taller because the ceilings are so low.
You're like, I'll have you over sometime.
5'11 foot ceilings. We just had a quick break. One more segment coming up, Mind on the Mare, right after this. And the days go by like a strand in the wind.
Local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. You heard that right, free internet. Call today before this deal ends. For Shawano and Okano counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-530-1311.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com.
Get a free test kit now. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 78 today, under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 59. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 77. Cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 79. 76. Chance for scattered showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back, Mind on the Mayor, with little Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac, 1979.
You know,
I loved Fleetwood Mac. I loved Stevie Nicks.
Yes. There is a Fleetwood Mac. What do you call that when it's not them, but it's their...
Jason, what's that called?
Is that a cover band? That's not a cover band.
Yep, cover band.
That is a cover band?
Cover band, okay.
Okay. They are going to be at the Ostoff Resort, because my wife is going to...
And where's that? Elkhart Lake?
Yes.
Okay.
So anyway, that I know the people who run that place,
you know,
and they're super nice.
Speaking of that, you just reminded me of something. Because we admit you've got a very heavy foot. Have we admitted that?
I don't know. When I'm
well, you're
you.
Going 90 the other night, coming back, and you've got three warning tickets recently.
That's not that recent. It's over probably a year and a half.
Okay.
It's not like they were in a month.
Okay. So anyway, a buddy of mine.
I'm glad we're keeping this all private between us. Learning.
Yeah. A buddy of mine runs racing school at Elkhart Lake.
Awesome.
I think you would be fantastic for that.
Okay, John, let me, I know we haven't talked about this ahead of time. So, I went to see a shrink with my wife, and they call them like career counselors, like after you get out of work, right?
Sure.
And what they are is they're shrinking.
Right.
You pay $500 an hour. I think I was paying her like $350.
Okay.
Do you know what she said I should do?
What?
Go to Elkhart Lake and drive. She did.
Get out of here.
And my wife is like, he's not doing that. That is what she suggested, because it's a little bit of, you know, I love to drive, and I do have a little aggression on when it comes to a lead foot. But I think one of the reasons I drive a little bit faster with you in the car is I want to get where we're going so I can get you out of the car. So my theory on that. Hey, tomorrow, we've got a great lineup tomorrow. The Glam Band, 1980s cover, I guess that's what it's called, right, Jason? The cover band? They're going to be here tomorrow in their regalia, which is pretty cool. So I know the drummer's coming in. I think there's five
and
people.
And the lead singer.
And the lead singer.
Yes.
Is there five or six in that? I forgot. But anyway, I've seen them. They're great music. Boy, do they get the crowd going.
Well, and that's Mark even mentioned. They've got such a following now. And that's the thing. We're going to have them here. If anybody wants to come down and get a picture taken with them,
and
come down to our studios.
And they can get some M&Ms.
Yeah, M&Ms and a picture with the glam band.
Right.
Yes.
No, that's tomorrow. So we're right here on 401 Washington Street, right? We're right across from
Schreiber
Foods, kitty corner from like the Northland Hotel, next to the coffee shop and Hagemeister. So we're right on Washington Street. So come down here if you'd like, meet the Glam Band. These are super nice people. And it's going to be fun to learn about their success. And they haven't been around all that long, right? A couple guys got together when I'm wearing a couple.
Well, that's the thing. You know what? It's one of those things, to be honest with you, Jim. You know, normally when you have somebody in, you know, you want to do a bunch of research on them. I would almost rather not, because I'd rather just hear their story the first time.
Right.
I enjoy doing that sometimes.
All right. They're great. I mean, I did read a little bit about them.
But they've got such a following.
They do. They're going to be playing in our community. Couple things going on that they'll share with us. Mantua County Fair.
Also go to the City Deck Facebook. It talks a lot about them.
All right.
And they're promoting it that they're going to be in here tomorrow. But we'd love to have anybody stop down that like a picture taken with the lead singer and with the drummer of the Glam Band, who, as we mentioned, will be in full regalia.
They will.
They will. Yeah.
Okay. You said we.
We. No.
Okay. No. We're
I don't think. I gotta. Can I be honest with you?
Mohawk.
I don't think either one of us would look good in those like tights. You know what I mean? It's almost like bike shorts.
There's no thinking about it, John.
Nothing good, humanly possible, no matter who out there would look at a guy and say, you know what? Mino and the mayor in those tights like that, that ain't good. That ain't good.
You stick to radio.
That ain't good for anybody to see that.
Stick to radio.
Kids, but close your eyes.
But that's going to be a great show tomorrow. And I think there's a lot that we can learn about them as kind of a second career almost, right?
For us?
No, for them, John. Oh, you talk about those guys, they kind of got the band back together.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they did some research and found some great singers and obviously the drummer who will be here tomorrow. I just, you know, look, tomorrow is important, but next week is too. Next week, we've got a great guest coming in to talk just about breast cancer. That's coming up again. And this is
Cool event they do.
Oh, man.
At first, when I heard about it, I thought, it's kind of uncomfortable or whatever.
Right. But
then it's like, wow, this is cool. It's almost like they're facing breast cancer full on. We're not being shy about this. This whole thing in your face, breast cancer. I think that's awesome the way they do this.
And the NFL stepped up with that. It's an awareness. And,
yes.
You know, it's still, people still, you know, a lot of people survive, but a lot of people don't. So just, it's a little bit of an awareness, a little bit of a fundraiser, but you know, that's coming on next week. And we got a few other things that
be we got some cool stuff. I don't want to talk about it yet. We got some cool people coming on next week.
Yeah, it's all good.
But we still got to get through this week.
Well,
I was a day off today. I was thinking,
John's like, you know, this is Friday.
The Packer
this is
game,
Friday.
Right?
Yeah,
and you guys are like, no, it's Friday. I'm like,
John, we got one more
Friday.
Day.
Oh, it's not.
Tomorrow will take care of itself. Tomorrow's going to be great.
Yeah.
And then again, like as Johnny said, you know, get to the website. There's things going on. You know, the comedians at the City Deck tomorrow.
Yes.
So that's cool. That it's his last name, Paul. Anyway. That's going on. And of course, the farmers markets are always a great place to get out of the house.
Great place to hang out down here, folks.
We have good weather on Saturday. Friday, pretty iffy tomorrow.
Is it?
It is.
I didn't see that.
I know. I know you.
Do you still go to the farmers market all the time?
Oh, yeah.
You just walk to it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just all homegrown, fresh vegetables. And I love to cook. And
The drummer is like 6'11". Is he going to use gym for a stool? I just got here.
I've read about those guys, and like you said, let's let them talk.
Well, I've got my little cousin coming in.
Right.
Okay.
To meet him.
And he's a drummer, very aspiring. You saw the video I showed you. He's great at, like, you know, 11 years old or whatever, and that's like his hero. That's like his idol. He can't wait to meet him.
And you know, drummers, they just
it'd be like in our area meeting Keith Moon.
Do you know one
remember
of the
Keith Moon?
I do not. But
the who?
Oh, he's okay. One of the I'm not a big one on. Well, I like meeting people, but Elvis. We had that Elvis impersonation at the Radisson. You remember that? It was a big contest.
No, I don't.
The winner went to Vegas. This was big time.
Okay.
I mean, this was.
I got a buddy that's big. He's an Elvis impersonator.
But get this, you know, the band is what you know, and you need a good bass player and a good drummer to really keep the tempo going. They had Elvis Presley's drummer in Green Bay.
His legitimate drummer. Well, that's cool.
He autographed the shirt for me. I said, look, I'm not a big one on autographs. He autographed the t-shirt that they had there. I got a picture with him. Elvis's drummer.
That's cool. I met Johnny Cash's drummer. He was in Green Bay one time.
Cool.
We had him on our show. If I was going to be in a band, I would want to be the drummer. I would absolutely want to be the drummer.
Yeah, that would be a struggle. But if you are in a band, you need a good, good drummer.
The only thing I don't think I would be good at, because the foot pedal part. I wouldn't do that. I'm not doing the foot pedals. I'm just doing the drumming part. I'm not going to do...
Because
I think using the foot part and then also drumming, it's like when you try to rub your stomach and pat your head at the same time.
You would struggle with that.
I would struggle with that.
Yeah, no. Good drummer, good bass player.
And then
obviously the vocals.
But maybe we should put a band together.
We're struggling with this. I think we...
About it. I can learn how to be a drummer. You can be the lead singer. Jason, you play an instrument?
No.
Okay.
I sing, though.
Yeah, you sing?
All
you
right.
You sing back up to him or something?
Well, we can, you know.
Maybe.
Look at the time. Maybe. I'm lead.
Anyway, glam band tomorrow. That's going to be great. And it's
again,
like Johnny said,
if you want to take it, you can.
Free parking.
Yep.
Till 8 o'clock.
Till 8
morning.
O'clock, yes.
So you don't have to worry about parking. We've got,
Yeah, it's going to be
fun. Come see us tomorrow or... At a minimum, tune in.
We're
WGBW,
all right?
Right?
Thank you. Mind of the Mayor, back in tomorrow morning. See ya!
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
Johnny brought in a coffee maker because
Krieg.
Keurig. Yeah. You don't even know how to say it. It doesn't know how to operate.
I know how to use it.
So no, I don't know about that. But it was like, because go make some coffee. Yeah, I go back. He didn't really say that. I said, I'll go make some coffee. I went back there. And I just couldn't get, I don't know, it didn't work. And I came in here because all over my shirt. Because where the hell were you?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8. On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.